WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell, it's Monica Brooks. Good morning, Miss Monica.
Good morning, happy hump day.
We are halfway, well, I guess we're not over the hump yet. We've just made it to the hump.
Yes, we're there.
But when we finish the show at 10 a.m., we will be over the hump closer to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're like Price is Right, you know, climbing a mountain. Do-do-do-do-do. You know, we're doing that.
That music that you just did with your mouth, that's your music for anything that's like country or dorky or anything. That's your music right there.
That's my go-to song.
That's your go-to. Also, we are halfway through our guest vacation. So shout out to Danny Myers. He's going to be back with Monica and myself at 7 o'clock this morning. So yes. In 1 hour, he's waking up because he's sleeping in. He's on vacation. He's hanging out with K92 this week, but he's sleeping in some. Uh-huh. So he's going to get here at 7 o'clock, bright, bushy-tailed, all the friends in the world.
You know what? He's going to roll in today and be like, you know what? I didn't sleep in at all. I was up. I was up right at 3:30.
Good morning, Danny, if you're awake right now. All right, so we'll have Danny on at 7 o'clock. We also have your first chance at 5. $1,000 with the K92 Secret Sound at 720.
Yeah, and we tell you that you need to have our phone number plugged in your phone, 540-774-9236. So when you're caller 19, you win that money.
Now, what do we have coming up next in the Diamond of the Day?
Okay, you have a dinner. Would you charge your friends to attend it?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It's really this one friend that is upset, so upset because she was invited to a dinner party.
Okay.
Her friend's house. I'm cooking this big dinner, this elaborate dinner. Come on over, everyone. They sit down to eat the delicious food and beverage. And then she says, I'm charging y'all $20. Go ahead and cash at me, Venmo me, because this dinner is expensive. I'm taking care of dinner for the night. But y'all go ahead and cash at me $20.
I was ready to go on the other side of this because in my head, I'm like, okay, I kind of get that. You know, if you're having a cookout or whatever, you want people to donate to help fund the cookout.
You bring it.
But you have to know that before the dinner starts. You can't know that once you get there. So, for example, there's a family reunion. My family reunion's coming up.
Yes.
And I don't have to, but my mother, her sisters, and her brothers, they are all being asked to contribute a certain amount of money to pay for this family reunion.
Okay. And I get that.
But they know that. Months before.
Yeah.
If they got to the family reunion and somebody walked up to my mother and said, we need $100 for you and your family. Oh no. Something getting burned down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
tables.
Not gonna go over well
so,
at
yeah,
all.
You gotta give them a heads up, but you disagree with the whole premise completely.
If you're invited over for dinner, you're invited over for dinner. I mean, can you imagine showing up at hey, I'm having a cookout. Come on over, y'all. And then you sit down and you're like, oh my goodness, these hot dogs, hamburgers, everything's wonderful, wonderful. That'd be $10, $10.99.
Now, today's Wednesday. What if I say, Monica, I'm having a cookout this Saturday, a huge cookout. I'd like for you, your family to come. Could you contribute $20 to the cookout so that I could do extra things? Would that be?
I would consider that.
You would consider it?
Yeah, I want to know what
you're
buying.
But you still would like it, though.
Yeah, I would have a question mark. I want to know what food are you going to be
purchasing.
You
need the receipts?
Yep, I want receipts. And I also want to know why you're not going to contribute to your family reunion. What's up with that?
I'm the one that's cooking. I'm the one that's preparing all the food. I'm hosting it at my house. I have to clean before you get there. I have to clean after you leave.
Okay.
All you're doing is showing up and eating, gosh darn it.
Oh, I'm talking about your family reunion now.
Oh, well, it's at my cousin's house.
Oh, it's at your cousin's house?
It's always at a family member's house.
And you, okay, all right. So you're cooking, you're cleaning, all that stuff. Okay, all
right. So that counts though, right?
That counts. I was going to say, your mama is...
I like how you were about to take up for my mama right there. Don't you pay that money.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
Your K92 morning thing. Currently 63 in Roanoke, 63 in Lynchburg, 56 in the NRV. The question of the day, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
In Italy, what were tomatoes originally used for? And we're already getting some good text in to 52353. My man William says maybe shampoo or toothpaste.
Okay.
Another text says, I think tomatoes were originally used as a red dye, considering that they stain so well. Sounds like a little shady. Got a little tomato on your shirt there. And somebody said they thought tomatoes were poisonous. So, Monica, okay. What do you think the original use was?
I think that they were used as a dye, used for for artwork.
For artwork?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Monica, you know what? It's better to tell you that you're wrong, but you're kind of close. So, tomatoes were originally just an ornamental table decoration.
Oh.
They were just there because they were pretty. And they are pretty.
Yes, they are.
Fruit, vegetables, Frenchables. They're very attractive. But yeah, they weren't incorporated into Italy's cuisine until the 1700s.
Okay.
But before then, they just sat on the table till they went bad, thrown away, and replaced.
Have you ever just picked up a tomato and ate it like an apple?
I don't like tomatoes, so no.
Oh, you don't?
I have not. My godfather does that all the time.
Yeah, a little salt and pepper.
And I think he's disgusting. I'm like, you are so country. let's see. Speaking of decorations, 60% of all of the Christmas decorations in the world are made in factories in one town in China. It's a place called Eo.
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 Okay.
Yeah. 60% of all decorations. They have to get tired of Christmas there.
They're like, come on.
That's the real life Christmas town.
Yeah, and you got to have the music playing all the time, right? You got to have Christmas music tunes playing.
No, I think at this point, they're playing Halloween music. They hate Christmas that much at this point. And last but not least, a lot of people like to go to Disney.
Yeah.
Summer vacations are coming up. Well, Disney was not originally going to go to Orlando. They were going to build their second park in St. Louis. They developed a park in the 1960s called Walt Disney's Riverfront Square.
All right, I don't know why I just wanted you to say Detroit. Disney's in Detroit.
I mean, Detroit and St. Louis, if we're being honest, they are both the same level of not trying to go there. But yeah, I couldn't imagine everybody going to St. Louis, Missouri for Disney World.
Yeah,
you're
I don't know.
Florida, just, sunny.
I don't know why I just see like Nelly, the rapper Nelly, walking by with a Band-Aid.
Oh, he would definitely be a Disney character and be hot in her.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
I love the differences between Monica and myself. Because when we're bringing, stories for the scoopla or thing hacks or whatever, you can almost guarantee that Monica is going to come with something that just makes you go. You're just gonna be scared.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, you didn't see the article? It hasn't popped up in your feed? I guess our feeds are different.
There are two different internets, and I never want to be on your internet. So scare the rest of the world because you've already scared me.
So yesterday I was talking about if you sleep too hard, sleep too long, you may go blind.
Yes.
Well, if you blow your nose too hard, you may go blind. A 32-year-old woman almost went blind from blowing her nose.
See, I'm concerned because it's allergy season, so here I am just sneezing 47 times a day.
Be careful, because she blew her nose so hard that it bothered the soft tissue around her eye.
Yes.
And the next thing she knew, she couldn't open her eye. She went to the doctor. She almost went blind just from blowing her nose. Her allergies acting up.
Now, is there...
Orbital emphysema.
Now, is there a way to avoid this? Or are you just scaring us with no solution?
Just be gentle. Don't blow your nose too hard.
You're scaring us with no solution. That's what's happening right here. Now, that is super scary. I'm interested to know if you find this scary or if you find it pretty cool. Because Apple has a brand new feature on the way, which allows your phone to replicate your voice after only about 15 minutes of training. It's intended to help people with disabilities, but it could be another tool for scammers to use.
Ooh, I don't like that. Okay, replicate my voice.
Yeah, it would replicate your voice. So basically, it's meant to make their devices more inclusive for people with disabilities. For example, people with conditions like ALS, where they lose their voice over time, this tool could help them by reading type text almost like during calls and saving commonly used phrases. So they could still have that back and forth interaction with somebody.
I don't know why when you talk about, replicating your voice that I think, I could talk to myself and just, maybe have my voice saved and just like, hey, Monica, and just go back and forth.
I guess in theory you could do that. And now I think this is pretty cool because if you could talk to yourself, then that's less that I have to talk to you. I've always been judged for this, Monica.
Uh-oh.
Because when the pandemic hit, like the height of the pandemic, I feel that 85% of people were working from home. You were working from home.
Yes.
And I've always said that I don't have the personality to do it. So if the option to work in an office ever came up, I would have jumped all over that if I had to work from home.
Mm-hmm. Working from home was hard, but I was also working from the basement closet.
That's also
true. So, It was a little rough. It was a little rough.
You were playing hide and go seek from life.
Yeah.
What happened.
Yeah.
And life won because here you are now. Well, a lot of people prefer to work from home. They're more productive. They don't have to make small talk, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And companies have been fighting to get people to come back to the office.
Yeah, they're like, we're here. We have a building.
Where
come on in.
There's a consulting firm out right now that says they have the secrets that could bring people back to work.
Okay, what's the secret?
And these are the perks that employees need to get. They need to get free drinks. So the consulting firm says that they found our favorite things to drink at work are coffee, water, iced coffee, tea, juice, and flavored
mimosas.
Water. So to have stuff like, I don't think everybody could be drunk.
Oh.
They said that breaks are required. No more having to eat at your desk while you keep working. You have to be able to take a break.
Yes.
They said free food, lunch, being free every day.
Okay,
Carrabba's.
It's a lot
cheaper when you work from home. Carrabba's?
I'm throwing out ideas.
Okay, I hope, Leonard, are you listening? An on-site gym with free memberships.
You know what? We have talks about a gym here at the station. We talked about it.
You definitely have talked about it. You would love that.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to work out with here? You. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
They also said an office lounge where people can just hang out and socialize. Nope.
No, I don't want to do
that. I'm going back home. I don't want to talk. Let people bring their pets to work.
Okay.
How do you feel about that one?
I feel like we have pets here. I don't know the pets. Like, there's a couple.
Well, maybe not just here, but just generally speaking. Let's say you go to the doctor's office and the person that has you sign in, her cockatoo is just hanging out there.
Not at a doctor's office.
Not at a
doctor's office, but any other place, yeah.
Let people bring their kids to work. An on-site daycare might be needed.
Mm.
I think that's a good thing.
A whole different building beside, you know, work. Like, it has to be a separate building.
I will say this. At my previous job, because it was a school and there's a daycare, mm-hmm. an actual daycare there, some of my coworkers' kids would go to that daycare. And it's really distracting because you're kind of wondering what your kid is doing and if
so
your kid's
over,
having a rough
in.
Day. So it's kind of distracting to everybody. So I don't know about that one. And the last one is on-site games, like video games, pool tables, dartboards.
Now that's a distraction.
If they had axe throwing here, Monica.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'd leave.
Oh, man.
This would be 24-hour K92 morning
thing. Wonderful. Maybe we could do that.
Somebody probably died because Monica already brought mimosas. You're listening to your K92 morning thing. And like Danny pointed out, it's from a Chris Rock joke
mm-hmm.
where you don't necessarily agree with something, but you understand.
That's right.
And what these children are about to lose, if they protested at school, if they quit school, I wouldn't agree with it, but I would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Deep, deep empathy for their plight.
Because the federal government, they may ban chocolate milk in all public elementary schools and middle schools.
Federal government.
The federal government. This is coming from the top.
Why?
They said that they're apparently looking at two options. One would to drop chocolate milk and all other flavored milks from menus completely, or just limit the amount of added sugar in the chocolate milk. They want it to
be healthier. Take away the flavor of it.
Yeah, do away
with strawberry. You know?
Yeah, let's start with strawberry.
Get rid of that Pepto milk.
The kids that drank strawberry milk at lunch, they were not allowed to sit at my lunch table.
Yeah, you judge that.
Yeah. You know what? They had cavities.
Go drink it in the hallway, you child. But it just
but that's not okay.
It's not chocolate milk. That was the only kind of milk I would drink in school. Like, regular milk was just disgusting.
I mean, you had the 2%ers. Yeah.
You sit on another table. I don't know.
And then speaking of the 2%ers, in 2010, the federal government banned 2% milk and whole milk back in 2010. So now it's just whatever this milk is that they currently have and chocolate milk. And now chocolate milk's about to go.
Were there skimmers? Did we have skim milk as an option?
I guess that's the option now.
The skim?
I don't remember a skim.
I don't like skim. I don't like the title, you know, the name skim. Skim milk.
What is auditory satiation if you say the same word over and over again?
Skim.
Doesn't sound right.
Skim is the one that gets there fast.
So it's saying that their only option right now would be just regular milk. And kids might not want to drink it at all, so that's why they're pushing back on keeping chocolate milk.
I don't know.
Just give them a cup in the water fountain. But if they're going to do all that, just give them a water fountain.
Why are we taking away that little bit of pleasure?
Just
right?
a little bit.
Like, why are we taking that? Chocolate milk? I was kind of snowed into thinking it was good for you because a lot of bodybuilders
Yeah.
As part of their workouts.
Well,
I thought it was good.
They say that it feels that it's a net benefit because of all the calcium, potassium, and vitamin D in it. But it's the sugar that the federal government is trying to push everybody away from.
Do you know where I lived? Maybe where you were in Bedford County, too, they did this. But like when they would change the feed for the cows, because I drank regular milk. The flavor of the milk would change and it'd be disgusting for like a week. It would get like real sweet when they went from hay to grass or vice versa.
Yeah.
When they would do that switch, you'd be like, what am I being forced to drink?
What are you feeding our cows?
Yeah. And I bring this up and nobody else remembers this. Like nobody else had this experience where they changed the feed and the milk changed.
Even as a child, your palate was better than anybody else's.
Before being a wine snob, I was a milk snob.
Can you imagine daddy at 9 years old going to the PTA meeting saying, excuse me.
Oh, no.
We need to talk about the milk. Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling.
Monica, Antoine, and Danny in the ladies' room. All the guys
I'm
in the ladies' room.
Very comfortable in the ladies'
room. Yes, it's so nice in here. It smells here. Good, right?
So much
smells
better
of cinnamon
smelling.
And apples and all that stuff.
Love the candles.
Well, we have to help out Janine. Janine, she's having a little beef with her bestie. Now, her bestie did hook her up with a job, but when she got to the job, she ran into some problems. Janine's on the phone with us right now.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's pretty good. Now, tell us about your work drama with your friend.
Yeah, so my best friend, we both work in retail, and then she convinced me to quit my other job and come and work with her. I was having issues at my other job, and she was like, you're going to make more money. You're going to work less hours.
Okay.
It's good people, whatever. So I got hired on, and then I realized that she talked about me a lot with the other coworkers there.
No.
Okay, when you say she talked about you, you're not talking about like, oh, you know, how awesome you are as a friend? What did she say?
Like personal details. Like they all know why I got divorced. They all know how much I made at my last job. Like a bunch of like random personal drama.
Oh, that stings.
Yeah.
And was it negative or just personal?
Personal, and like they all like already had an opinion about it and like had assumptions about me, you know what I mean?
And before this, you did not like, you trusted this friend, you thought she was keeping your personal secrets to her because you were confiding in her,
right? And so I confronted her because I was upset,
right?
And she apologized, and that was it. It
you
was
can't
like,
undo
like,
it
ooh.
Though
Yeah.
Like, you got a whole.
And a simple apology. Like
but
that
hold
was-
on, hold on. Before we go down the road of being mad at Janine's friend, I feel that we've all been in a situation to where we've talked about somebody that we thought would never meet the person
That's true. That's true.
And so maybe Janine's friend's like, when she shared the information, she never thought that Janine would come and work there.
But where, I mean, but why did the bestie sit down and say, let me tell you about her salary? Let me tell you how much she's making over there. You know what? Oh, she's going through a divorce. Let me tell you what happened over there. Ooh. You know, like, she shouldn't have done that. That's wrong.
The fact that you sounded like Martin Luther King right there.
I got a dream. You was smart. You was special.
And she convinced me to come and work at this job with her. So it's not like...
That's true.
I think it sounds like she's unaware that she just flaps her gums. That's what it sounds like
to me.
That's
a possibility.
She just can't shut her mouth.
She's sharing information so much that she's like, oh, I forgot who I told and what I told them.
Okay. So I guess we want you to text in to 52353 or call us at 540-774-9236. How should Janine handle this situation
it's
with her best friend?
Over.
And are you thinking about leaving the job because of this?
I don't want to. Like, I quit my other job to work at this job.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, so really it's the friendship that's on the line. Or is there a way to save the friendship is really what we're asking.
I just want it to be resolved.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to try to help you with that, Janine. Text in 52353 or call in right now, 540-774-9236. What in the heck should Janine do? You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. It's time for today's secret celebrity, and we have Jamie on. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
And Jamie, you texted in to 52353. You had some thoughts on the ladies' room topic. Would you like to share those real quickly?
Yeah. The friend that kind of talked about the friend.
So Patty went to her job and shared all of Janine's personal business at work. Yeah.
Yes. I can understand where Janine's coming from because, you know, her personal business was spread to everybody else. And so I can understand that aspect of it. You know, if it was positive stuff, like, you know, oh, she's a great worker, you'll like her, I could understand her not having an issue with that. But it was personal stuff about, like, her divorce and how much she was getting paid. And
right.
I can understand why she would have a problem with that.
All I know is it's going to be such a fun day at that workplace.
I know.
I wish I worked there.
Where's the popcorn?
I want to be in that cubicle.
It's interesting you say that because...
Where's the popcorn? Give me the drink.
Because you guys would enjoy it. I would absorb the tension. Like, I would be so upset. I'd be taking a personal day. If I heard those two and I knew I was going to work with those two today, I'd be turning around going right
You'd avoid
home.
It?
Ooh. I would, yeah.
Oh, see,
I'd walk right into the storm.
I'd be there early.
I know you would. You're
right.
The best devil.
Well, Jamie, it's not about them anymore. It's about you and today's secret celebrity. So Danny's going to hook you up with a description of a celebrity, and you just have to correctly identify them.
Okay. Are you ready, my friend? I'm going to get right into this.
Okay.
The playbook for today's secret celebrity includes a silver lining. I decided to cook a little recipe for you guys last night with my friend, but she had to take her toddler Sai for a walk. I told her, hunger is no game. Eventually, you're going to have to eat. She said part of her mystique is getting her calories by drinking wine, not eating solid food. Don't look up, friend. Jamie, look to your heart and you will know today's secret celebrity.
All right, Jamie, who is today's secret celebrity?
Oh, I have no clue. I think I know. I just can't remember her name. I have no clue. I know I think she was in The Hunger Games.
She was. You're
catting
this answer.
You're right there. You know she doesn't break any laws.
Yeah, I just can't remember her name. I just can't remember her name.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much. So here's your opportunity right now, Jamie, okay? So what's going to happen is you can now think about it, okay, because we're going to get you off the phone.
Yeah.
Whoever knows the answer, text in 523-53, name and town. We're going to hook you up, and when we come back, Danny will tell you the correct
answer.
But
can't we get Jamie tickets too, though?
How do you want to do it?
This is Elmwood Park.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the secret sound. I think we need to give them both tickets.
Multiple tickets? Uh-huh. How do you feel about that, Jamie? You see what happens when Danny's on vacation? He's giving everything out. So, Jamie, don't you go anywhere. We're going to hook you up just for playing.
Yes.
But text in now, 523-53. If you know the correct answer, you will also get to party at Elmwood with listener friend Jamie, courtesy of K92. Unfortunately, listener friend Jamie could not identify today's secret celebrity.
I understand. It's hard, though, on the spot.
And your clues were absolutely amazing, but I had to even look some of them up myself to figure it out. So go ahead, go through it one more time for us, Danny.
Yeah, because the playbook for today's secret celebrity included a silver lining because I decided to cook. Who's this person's husband? Weird, right?
Yes,
cook. a little recipe for you guys last night with my friend, but she decided to take her toddler Sai for a walk. I told her hunger is no game. Eventually, you're going to have to eat. And she said part of her mystique is getting her calories by drinking wine, not eating solid food. Don't look up, friend. Look to your heart. It was Jennifer Lawrence today.
It was Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. And let's go through the clues real quick.
Yeah. So Sai, I mean, that's her kid's name.
Yes, yes.
Cook Maroney is her husband, which I think is fun. Silver Linings Playbook, one of the biggest movies of her career with Bradley Cooper. Mystique, I forgot she was in X-Men.
She was gorgeous.
Right?
Yeah. Mystique.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past, First Class, all of those. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Don't Look Up was her, I think, most recent movie, the one that was on Netflix.
Yeah, that was the one about the world. And all of that. Yeah, but so that was great. We're going to pick one of the texts in to 523-53.
Thank you, he told me it was great.
It was great. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You're listening to your K92 morning thing. It's almost time to get into the happy hour triple play. Three throwback jams to set the tone for your day. That's coming up next.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We're still dancing and stuff in the studio.
It's a party over here.
Yeah, Bobby Buchanan, he texted in and said, how we do, because, you know, we just had the triple play. And he said, that reminds me of my clubbing days.
Bobby,
oh, the clubbing days. Going to corned beef.
Upstairs.
I fell down one time, popped back up with my drink in hand. Didn't spill
anything.
Did
you drop the drink?
Nope.
It's all about priorities. Your priorities are set in stone. shout out to Aaron and Liam. Liam's only 9 years old in Whitville. They both voted for Akon and Snoop Dogg
That's somebody that's nine and enjoys good music.
Yes.
I like Liam's, yeah. Liam's popular. I feel confident.
I believe.
That Liam runs the fourth grade.
His mom and dad, they have good cookouts.
Their music is great.
All right.
By the way, this is what we do. We make assumptions about you based on your text messages.
We like you.
Thank you for listening. And we will fill in a complete story on your life in our minds because we love you.
You're welcome.
Okay, everyone's all about Beyonce. Beyonce's on tour. And so you see all the videos popping up. Well, Beyonce wants you to know, I have a new hair care line. Of course.
Yeah. I'm sure it's expensive.
Yeah,
Beyonce has a new hairline. I thought she was moving like where her part is. When you said she's got a new hairline, I thought maybe she pulled the ponytail too tight.
That would be.
It was further back. I swear to God, that's what I thought.
If that's the case, that would still be a headline story. If she
really
changed something. And Monica, just so you know, Bobby's a girl. Text it into 52353.
Hey, girl, Bobby.
There we go, Bobby.
Hey. Yeah,
usually, i.e. Bobby, we would make that assumption. Yeah. Not Monica.
Oh.
Not Monica.
That is right.
So this hairline.
So she said it looks like we're all about to be Becky with the good hair. Of course, you know, you have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So Beyonce is going to promote soon a new hair care line as well as whatever else. Because I imagine, you know, her daughter, Blue Ivy, is going to put out some kind of product.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So look for that.
Beyonce is probably the best concert I've ever been to. I went and saw Beyonce and Jay-Z together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I went there for Jay-Z because I'm that's my favorite rapper of all time.
Yes.
Halfway through the concert, I was like, boo, get him off the stage.
Because she was that good. She was the best concert.
By the way, Antoine is doing that on the radio publicly because yesterday he was on social media saying that Beyonce was overrated.
Oh, and Danny,
what is he trying to undo?
Both of you.
At least I'm not backing away from my statements.
Yeah, I know, you did say it. Yeah.
I'll say it.
Okay. I am backing away. I am moonwalking away from everything I said yesterday.
They're listening.
Okay. Beyonce, there's nuance to the statement. Do you know what that means? I don't know what it means.
There's context.
I mean, yeah, context.
There's context to it.
You need to listen to this full statement because I believe, and I've watched all the stuff. I've watched all the concerts. I've watched all the documents. I think she may be the finest performer, the most talent at performing, at singing, at dancing, the whole package.
Yes.
You know where this is going?
Who is also a little boring. Let me finish.
Okay,
she's so technically good that occasionally she puts out boring music. Occasionally she's a little
boring. Music.
She's a little boring. That's just my feeling. My feeling about Beyonce. She does do some good stuff, but I think occasionally a little boring. I'd rather somebody a little less perfect. A little less perfect.
I mean,
that is more exciting to me. But Beyonce is so technically good that sometimes it's like a robot.
She's too perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
she's too perfect.
Okay.
I want her to fall down. I want her to be like, you know, Taylor Swift
she
yelling at the audience.
Before?
When?
That one time she fell down, hit her head, and she popped up whipping her hair
back.
Yeah,
exactly. It was like it was planned.
It became a new dance move.
It did,
there were no accidents over there.
K92 Morning Thang, Antoine and Monica, such gracious hosts this week. Because I used to be on this show.
Yes.
My name's Danny Myers.
I
want to make sure, you know, a lot of people move into the valley. Uh-huh. My name's Danny Myers, and for a few years, maybe 14.
Yep.
Quite a few.
I hosted this show from like 2002 to late 2016, and it was one of the joys of my life, and to come back and be here with you guys has been really special, and I'm honored, and it's such a joy.
And a little behind the curtains, this is the first time that you and I have ever met.
That's true.
This week. Monday morning was the first time that you and I ever physically laid eyes on each other.
Because you have such a presence on the radio and I've been listening to you guys and fans of you guys, I felt like I knew Antoine.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
And Antoine's like, I think I need to meet him before we're on the radio together. I didn't.
You're like, no, we're good.
I really didn't. I felt like, oh, no, Antoine, I know him so well. I know I'm going to be able to get in there and vibe with him. I felt really good about it.
Well,
sorry that I didn't take your feelings into account at all.
No, and I'm glad that you decided to vacation here with us because most people, because it's almost vacation season, would go to the beach for a vacation, but you decided to come to K92.
See, that's a masterful transition.
Yes, it is.
Yes, smooth.
We do want to hear from you, your thoughts on the beach.
Mm.
Now, our friend Zach, that also did the show with me, hates the sand. I think that's
sand gets everywhere.
Yeah. So I think that's the person who dislikes the beach the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually it's the sand.
Yep.
You know, maybe the crowds, maybe the hassle, maybe the lug and the stuff. But there is the beach hater. Are you a beach hater? 52353. You can text us. 774-9236. You can call. And then you have all of your different varieties. And Antoine and I are very similar.
Very locked and loaded. Same place.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we enjoy the beach, but we enjoy it for a specific amount of time.
You said 90 minutes. I'm really about an hour.
That's all we need.
An hour? About, that's all you need of the beach? Just like a taste of the beach.
Yes.
And then you leave and that you're good for the
day? Correct. I have red hair. I have fair skin.
Okay, well,
after 1 hour of direct beach sun exposure, I start to get a splitting headache. I tell people this. They're like, you're so fragile. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a redhead. Like, an hour at the beach is enough.
And see, I'm on the other side of that, Monica, because after an hour, so when we get to minute 61, the hell are we supposed
what
to be
doing? What are
you doing?
That's
you just lay back. You, you relax.
No, I want to do stuff too. Like Myrtle Beach, you got mini golf, you got shopping,
ride
you got eating, you got drinking. I want to get
an hour.
I know. It's not.
So y'all really, I mean, an hour at the beach and then you're done.
Done.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I need.
I like to wake up early, smell the beach. And then I like to watch my chairs be put out. You know, I call that little company in the back of the seat. And I say, put my chairs out early. I wait for the little girl to run.
Look at the diva over here.
What? I do. And I look forward to my, like, oh, those are my chairs. And then I run out and I hang out on the beach all day if I can. Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I didn't realize that people like Monica existed until I was in college and I took a beach trip to the Outer Banks with some of my college friends.
Uh-huh.
And when we woke up that morning, we got a condo together. We woke up. They were making sandwiches. And I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to come back here for lunch. And they're like, no, Twan, we taking these to the beach. We ain't coming back until 5 p.m.
Mm-mm.
Wait, it's 9:30. How long?
You got to be prepared.
Is this a work shift?
And it really is
Do I work here?
Because you get a lot of sand and all of everything. You know? I know that was cornball. I took that. I'll take that.
You're not. But I think everybody, you know, it fits into one of these categories, either the all day to the I hate the beach. Where are you on the beach? Because it is that time of year you're going to be going.
Yes.
And maybe you're getting dragged there and you're cranky about it. Or maybe you're looking forward to camping out all day.
I love the first timers.
The first timers.
Because they always forget their shoes and they're trying to run across that hot sand.
That sand is hot.
Yeah.
Or it'll be 55 degrees outside and their kids are swimming. And you're like, Minnesota. That's so sweet.
Well, text your thoughts in now. 52353, name and town. What kind of beach person are you? Or call in 540-774-9236. We want to learn more about you. There are so many beach stories. Danny, you brought it up earlier this week that we need to have a podcast, an uncensored podcast, where we can just share some of the beach stories that's not necessarily family friendly.
Yeah, we were really getting into the beach is amazing.
It's an amazing place.
Fun times.
So many fun times. And, you know, thinking back to when I was a kid and we did Myrtle Beach every year and my grandmother lived there. And so it was like all my cousins would get together and we would do crazy stuff. We'd light off fireworks in the toaster and then run them outside because they would take away matches and stuff from us little kids. Oh, we figure a workaround.
Yes.
So we would light bottle rockets in the toaster, you know, push it down and then light it right outside. But yeah, the beach is so many fun times. But my family is all fair skin, red hair.
Yeah.
So we were not on the beach for hours and hours ever.
Wasn't healthy.
No. My adult life, though, you know, you get offered to go to the beach. And one of the times was my friend Joey. The DeAndre family, who are Italian, and they live in, like, it's Jersey Shore. And so they invite me, and I am definitely the odd duck, because everybody is super tan.
Yes.
And when I found the plan was to get there at about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then stay all day, I started to sweat.
Oh,
I started
no.
to freak out, because I'm like, this has never been my, I can't imagine being in the sunlight for that.
Why?
So, and my friend Joe's like, well, just, you know, you go back to the house when you've had enough. So I get there with everybody and help all of this array of umbrellas and chairs and tents go
because
up.
Because that's the other thing, when you're with, like, those legitimate beach people, they have everything.
Exactly.
You gotta be ready.
So the bringing all the stuff, again, not our thing. We had a little towel and then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But so we had to set up camp and then we had sandwiches, to your point. We did have sandwiches at about 9:30 in the morning. And when sandwiches were done, I'm like, okay, I'm done too. And they're like, what do you mean? Didn't you bring a book? I'm like, no, I'm ready for my nap.
It's time for a lay down.
At about 10 o'clock in the morning, after an hour on the beach, I went back to the house. And this was over 10 years ago. They still, like, the family asked about me, are you still friends with that kid who took a nap when we were on the beach?
I'm actually very impressed because I feel peer pressure to leave the beach. So if I go out there, if I go to the beach with some beacher outers, I'm just staying because I don't want to be judged. Like, look at him. Look, can't even handle it.
He's leaving.
He got soft feet. His feet sensitive. Can't even, I don't want to be that guy. Oh, so I'm like, I'm going to suffer through it.
Another day, I just drove around. I'm like, oh, do we need groceries for later? I needed to get off the beach. I was like, any errand, give it to me because I got to get off the beach.
We went to Piggly Wiggly.
I'm dying.
Monica, you have a supporter. There's a text in from Megan, 52353. The beach always ends up coming back, like the sand, always ends up coming back home with you, still finding sand from last year's trip. And then someone said, girl, it's a game changer. If I don't have someone to set up my chair and umbrella, no chair service, I'm switching hotels.
I get excited. I get excited when I have my chairs.
Queen of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, when they started, because that was like, I mean, it's kind of relatively new thing. It's amazing. The concierge that'll set your umbrella.
It does make you feel fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but keep texting in your thoughts. 52353. You're hanging out with your K92 Morning Thing.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
There's a mystery. Poop raining down on cars in a drive-thru.
That sounds terrifying.
Terrifying.
If we're being honest.
Carissa Brown of Minnesota said that she was in line getting her daily coffee when all of a sudden her car was struck by poop. Sprinkling poop all over her car.
She said, her quote is, a sudden brown dropped onto my vehicle.
Yep.
Said Brown.
Yep. Said Brown. Carissa Brown.
Something landed on my car. It stinked. It was poop.
It stinked. It was
that's
poop.
That's what she said. It stinked. Stinked.
But just to be clear, like, we're not making this up.
No.
This actually, and I don't know if you followed these stories, but airlines, when you go in those bathrooms, sometimes they just open up some compartment and drop it onto people. Like, that happens.
They say it doesn't happen.
At Carissa Brown.
It happened to Carissa Brown.
We stand with Carissa. Now, hashtag stand with Carissa Brown.
There's been a lot of times when, because I refuse to do that on an airplane. Okay. Like, I would just suffer in silence. I would be in so much pain.
Yeah.
But I just assumed that it has to get released at some point. I just didn't think it would happen and where it would still be poop by the time it hit Earth.
It transforms into another matter.
It turns into a liquid or a gas. It turns into a gas. Other state of matter.
So the lying airlines are insisting it was a large flock of birds.
That's possible.
If you see the car, it's clearly something else.
Or
that's not a bird.
A goose that had a real problem.
Yeah.
Because goose are large.
And I feel that we have seen enough bird poop to know, to be able to identify. And you guys are looking at pictures of it right now.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not a flock of seagulls.
Nope.
No pelicans or anything like that.
So this is so great, though, that Carissa Brown did some sleuthing.
Okay,
and
detective.
She actually tracked the plane to be a United Airlines flight that was going to Denver. Because anybody can go on FlightAware or these websites and track the flight. She's like, no, you lying.
You did it.
I'm going to go and I'm going to find you. And so, so we think that there was somebody who had a big meal.
Look at Nancy Drew over here.
She did that?
Babysitter's Club, just finding out all
this. Ruined her morning? Her coffee?
I can't imagine what would happen if this happened to Monica's windshield.
Hey, look, I was mad at a bird that really did hit me hard. And it was he had some kind of infection.
And he pooped on you?
On my car. Body? He hit it so hard. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a meteor.
How do you know it was an airline? How do you know it wasn't somebody?
I saw the bird. Oh, if I could reach my arm out and catch him, I would have.
So you saw it actually.
Yes,
come out
it was
of the
disrespectful.
Bird.
She watched it. You watched him poop. You're being the rude one. Nosy Nancy.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.